This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to Off Court with the McGowans, powered by Husker Online. Nebraska basketball players Trey and Bryce McGowans give you an inside look at the program and much more. Off Court is brought to you by Tavern 180 and Tanner's Bar and Grill in Lincoln.
Sean Callahan here at Tanner's with Nebraska standouts JoJo Doman and Bryce McGowans. How's this week's matchup looking?
Sean, I see that the ladies' table's crunching hard on some Blair's chicken lips and char wings.
Lips? The guys' table's crushing burgers, onion rings, and nachos.
Two talented tables going after it. Tanner's chicken versus burgers, a matchup for the ages.
So, Sean, what's it gonna be?
I'm going lips!
And welcome here.
Sports Bar and Grill for all the action.
To this edition of Off Court. Sorry, Bryce, I had to do that to you.
Good, good.
So setting up this show here for Off Court, but that was a commercial by our proud title sponsor, Tanner's, that hit TV this weekend. I'm told that it will be on the Big Ten Network in Omaha and Lincoln during the Fordham game. So you will see Bryce, you will see me on this Tanner's commercial where I was told to be a Lee Corso, and Bryce got the call up late and stepped up. But that was a lot of fun, Bryce, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, most definitely. I want to thank Tanner's for giving me the opportunity to be in it. It was real fun.
Well, guys, it was the first football game this weekend, and obviously it didn't go the way Nebraska wanted it to go. You know a lot of guys on the team. You've probably talked to guys on campus from the team. Where do you think this football team is at, and kind of what were your big takeaways watching Nebraska football week one?
I'm just excited to see how they bounce back, honestly. I mean, I heard a lot of hype going into the season. I mean, obviously lost the first game, but for me, I just want to see how they respond, especially first home game.
Yeah, and you know, being back home, like Trey said, you know, get the home field advantage, plus, you know, see the energy of, you know, Nebraska football supporters, fans, and, you know, people around here. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, like you mentioned, this will be the first Nebraska football home game weekend with fans in the stands for both of you guys. You know, Trey, I know you got to watch from afar on TV like everybody else, but, you know, for both of you guys, what's your plan for Saturday? You going to do some tailgating? Are you going to go to the game? What's on tap for your first Husker football home game?
Plan on tailgating before the game. And then, you know, we'll find somewhere to tailgate first. And then probably head off to the football game. I think we're going to get to be on the field a little bit.
Get down here early, guys. It's an 11 a.m. game. Don't come rolling down at about 10:30.
That's a
true
alarm.
It's an 11 o'clock game?
11 a.m. game.
That's when it kicks. And so traffic's going to be backed up around like 9.
Tailgating will probably be better after the game, is my guess. I mean, there'll be an 11 a.m. game. You don't get a ton of tailgating down here just because it's early.
So if anybody's got a tailgate, hit up Bryce and Trey. They're looking for one.
Talk about the show with these guys.
But, yeah, so, I mean, obviously news of the week came out. You guys have a pro day, a unique pro day coming up here in October. kind of unusual. You guys are doing a joint, I guess maybe collaborated pro day with Creighton, you know, your in-state rival where – you know, I thought there was initially some confusion that you guys would be like doing it together, but it's not, right? You guys are going to have your own separate deal in Lincoln that morning, and then later on, NBA scouts are going to be able to travel to Omaha. I guess, you know, for you guys as players, what does that opportunity mean for you? I mean, obviously the scouts will be able to come and see you in games, but to come and get in the practice facility and see you up close and personal, run you through drills, I mean, that's a pretty unique opportunity that I know this program hasn't had in a long time.
Yeah, really it's, you know, one step closer, you know, to, you know, hopefully completing, maintaining, and, you know, striving for our goal. Just to have, you know, NBA scouts, eyes, and, you know, NBA people in the building while we're competing and doing what we do every day, it's going to be fun. You know, it's just a blessing to be able to do this because, you know, some teams, I don't think they have the opportunity to do it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be real fun.
I know, Trey, you didn't get the opportunity to have scouts come to games. I mean, I don't think NBA scouts even traveled last year because of COVID. So, I mean, this is the first time as a Husker that you'll be able to actually play not only this season, but starting with this pro day in front of scouts. I mean, I guess how excited are you for that opportunity to actually be seen in person by scouts at the highest level?
I mean, I'm definitely excited to be able to really just show my talents, especially as early as it is before mm-hmm. the season, mm-hmm. To kind of get momentum going into the season. Their eyes already kind of on me, but I mean, especially just I think it's good for recruitment. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially for young guys coming to high school. I mean, the goal is always get to the NBA, then college is just a step just to get there. So, I mean, if they see we're doing this, then they'd be like, I mean, why not be a Husker?
Nice. Well, I know that earlier this week, media got to talk with Casey for the first time on a Zoom little press conference. I know that I think the last show he had just arrived maybe, and so you guys had maybe just had conversations with him in passing, but how was he acclimated to – Lincoln, and you guys been showing him around, taking him to Hero yet or anything like that?
No, sir, not yet. But he's, you know, he's jailed with us real good, you know, saying how early it is. We had a workout. Well, I worked out before him today, and I stayed around for his. And, you know, he was shooting the heck out the ball. So it was just good. And, you know, he's been practicing with us since he's got here, and he's, you know, he's making plays, making big time plays too. So he's already acclimated and sped up with the game, so it's good.
Nice. Well, then obviously the last bit of news here, the announcement officially, I know that we've kind of known about this for a while, but opening night, October 1st, Friday night, fans get to come back to PBA for the first time. And I know you guys aren't going to do any like full-on scrimmaging or anything like that, but you're going to go through, people are going to get to know you, you're going to have introductions and maybe do a little bit of three-point contest, maybe some games, and just kind of reintroduce yourself and in some cases introduce yourself to the fans. G Herbo, the rapper, is going to put on a show after the event. Trey, I guess, how excited are you for this? I mean, it's not a game, but it's going to have all the kind of the hoopla and fan engagement that maybe a game would have.
I've been super excited about it, especially after hearing about Rick Ross a couple of years mm-hmm. ago. And then, I mean, when they kind of put in a group chat for us to vote on which artists we wanted for our Midnight Madness. I mean, I had already heard Dirk, so I wanted her because my favorite rappers are Meek. Meek, my number one, and then Herb is number two for me. So mm-hmm. I haven't really gotten to see him. And then, I mean, obviously PBA probably going to be packed.
Yeah.
So
it should be a good event. So, I mean, I know a lot of fans listening might not know who G Herbo is, but I keep telling them that, you know, the players are the ones that picked the act. It wasn't Nebraska. This was voted on by the players. So this show is for you guys. And also, I have a feeling there's going to be a pretty big recruiting weekend going on as well. So, I mean, that's another part of it. I'm sure that, you know, you guys are already kind of gearing up towards putting your recruiting hat on and actually get to show guys around on official visits. You got a little bit of it in June, but now campus is buzzing. You're going to have a big event like this. You know, without obviously mentioning anybody by name, I guess how excited are you to kind of showcase the program, the team, and all the university has to offer?
Not mentioning anybody by name.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No, we can't.
Yeah.
Sorry. One person I saw him post, we were his first visit. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, obviously, it was somebody I kind of put on her because he didn't really listen to him much. So he's excited. It's his first visit.
Nice.
So we'll see whenever that gets here. Y'all can find out who it is.
Well, guys, we're going to have a special guest joining us here in studio. Let everybody know who will be coming in to join us here for the next couple of segments.
Mycole Caton. She transferred from Cal Berkeley a couple years ago. I mean, really just talking about just the perseverance and drive, her battling injuries, and just staying positive, working day in and day out to really just get out there this year and just – help the women's basketball team compete at the highest level.
All right. Well, looking forward to that next. Michael Caton will join us here. You're listening to Off Court with Trey and Bryce McGowans. Hi, it's Sean Callahan with Husker Online. We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right. A company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones and see what we find. Learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
You're listening to Off Court with the McGowans, brought to you by Tavern 180 and Tanner's Bar and Grill in Lincoln.
And we're back here on another edition of Off Court as Bryce and Trey in studio. Once again, thanks to Tanner's guys for hooking it up. They brought some hanging tenderloin wings, Bryce's favorite, the lemon pepper. What do you like, Bryce? What is it again?
Lemon pepper.
The lemon pepper lips.
Yes, sir.
The ladies' table scrunch, that inside joke on that.
Just punching on the lips.
Some Mardi Gras pasta. So thanks again to Tanner's. But this segment of Off Court is brought to you by A1 Automotive, located here in downtown Lincoln. Bryce had some car trouble not that long ago, and they took care of Bryce and made sure he was all set up. Check out A1, locally owned. Kendall and his team there do an outstanding job. They've been helping out Nebraska students and student-athletes and anyone downtown for many years. So check them out here in downtown Lincoln. But Bryce and Trey, we got a guest in studio joining us. Member of the Nebraska women's basketball team, plays for Amy Williams. Nicole Caton, sophomore guard out of California, joining us here. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Well, Bryce, Trey, you guys brought Nicole up here. This is going to be a fun interview. Looking forward to hearing what you guys talk about here.
Yep. Well, we're here with Nicole, number 5. Needs to change the number to 55 because she's wearing my number. But, you know, you being from California and, you know, coming down to Nebraska, like, what's the difference between Cali and Nebraska, climate and, like, environment-wise?
I think for sure the weather is definitely different. People a little bit different. I mean, down here, people are way, way nicer. They take the time to ask you how you're doing, how your day's going, et cetera. But I think the biggest thing that's different is most likely the weather. And we have beaches and a lot of different things that we can do. And here it's just a little bit different, so...
I know you've been here for a little over a year. What are things you like to do while you're in Lincoln?
Things I like to do is most likely hang out with my brothers, Trey and Bryce, in my free time. I like to shop, buy shoes, go do makeup, just little things like that. So,
Well, let's talk about the season. How y'all looking so far, and, you know, what things can you bring to the table this year?
Yeah, I think we're a competitive group of girls for sure. I think we've showed that. I mean, this year our slogan is kind of like compete and connect. So we do a good job of competing and making sure we're connecting off the court. I think for me, one thing I bring is experience. So I'm really, Kevin Garnett's my favorite player. So I'm that like energy bunny, making sure that everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I'm going to continue to do that until we get the wins and progress during the season.
You kind of came back to the team late last season, coming off an injury. You're 100% now, right?
Yes, 100% and ready to get the show rolling.
But so what was kind of the journey kind of to get back? What was the mindset kind of kept you positive and locked in on the goals this season?
Like I said, Kevin Garnett's my favorite player, and he has the slogan of anything is possible. So I knew that coming in this season, last season, it was going to be hard for me. Missing all the games that I did, only being able to compete in 14, I still wanted to make sure I was bringing that consistent energy. Finding ways to lead off the court and on the court just to set a good example for those that are coming in. So
let me ask you this, Nicole. How did you meet Trey and Bryce? I mean, how did you first meet these two guys? You came up here to join us tonight. Let our listeners know how you met these guys, and just, is it pretty common for the women's team and the men's team to kind of connect and hang out and visit?
I met Trey, I think, like, probably, like, the third workout or fourth workout when he first got up here last year. And I don't know, we automatically connected. We've been close ever since. We talk basketball, like, outside of life. Like, when I'm going through something, I know I can go to him. And then came along Bryce. And you know, that's his little brother, and me and Bryce connected on a lot of different levels also. It's like my little brother. It's like my family away from home, so.
We're talking to Nebraska basketball women's player Mykole Caton here in studio as they're joined by Trey and Bryce McGowans.
So, I mean, growing up in California, would you say the West Coast has the best basketball?
Oh, for sure. Like hands down. And it's like we proved it so many times. So, I mean, if you want to play me one-on-one, we can prove that
too. I mean, personally, I think the South is, you know, from South Carolina to Georgia, North Carolina. Who am I missing in the South?
We got Florida. The East Coast is going to be the West Coast.
I think California for sure. It just, you know, it is what it is. We got NorCal and we got SoCal, so it's the best of both worlds.
Anyways, so, you know, over this offseason, what have you been, you know, trying to progress on and add to your bag for this year?
I think we pretty much know that. We watched the film yesterday. I'm kidding. But definitely my three-pointer, making sure I get that consistent, and a pull-up jumper. Being a three-level guard and a three-level scorer, and just doing whatever it is that my team needs me to do.
And for the people who don't know, you know, she be sitting down on defense. She yet don't want to play me one-on-one, but
yeah,
it's all good.
We'll do that.
Hey, Michael, I wanted to ask you, Trey mentioned earlier about the injuries. You've had kind of a rough go over the last few years with multiple injuries. I know you got, what, your torn ACL as a sophomore at Cal. Then you redshirted and then had to go surgery to repair cartilage damage in your knee. Then you come back in 1920 and have another knee injury. And now you're finally back again. I guess what was the key for you to just persevere through that? I mean, that's a lot of setbacks, physically, mm-hmm. mentally, emotionally, for one player to have to fight through. What did you lean on to kind of get through all that and stay on track to where you're at this point now?
Yeah, I mean, I leaned on God, really. I knew that there was a reason why all this was happening. I kind of turned my mental thinking around and my framework and stopped saying, why me, and more so took on the challenge and said God wouldn't put me in this position if he knew that I wouldn't be able to succeed. And I mean, here I am at Nebraska a year later and got to compete in my first game last year. And mm-hmm. I'm just like very thankful, and I just thank God. That's the person I leaned on. Mm-hmm.
Something else we talked about off air, you were originally committed to Kaneohe.
Yeah.
And you came back to Nebraska for Amy Williams. I mean, talk about just how Nebraska got in the picture with you originally with Kaneohe and kind of had to re-recruit you almost with a new staff later down the road where you came back here.
Yeah, so 2016, once I decommitted, I mean, I had the coaches here knocking at my door, came all the way down to see me. They should have been at the Boo Williams Classic. And, you know, that's the top of the top girls that compete. And instead of going down to that tournament, they made a way to come down all the way to California, this new staff here. And I knew the staff was special. I knew everyone was on the, you know, I loved everyone, knew the team members, but it was just something about me staying close to home. So chose the decision to stay close to home. But right when I was ready to take on a master's, like, they opened their door open to me and they were just like, hey, we want you back here. And I couldn't turn it down because of the place it is. So
now you're not the only Cal to Nebraska connection currently on campus right now, Shannon Lum. Yeah. Did you have much interaction with her while you were at Cal? And I guess what's she all about on the court and you know, in the locker room and all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I love her. She's the GOAT. We always used to call her that. She's the GOAT. I mean, she does everything, all the intangibles. Like, she makes sure you're good. Someone you can talk to about life, anything. But for me, it's so funny because, like, they have a different connection with her, but for us, she was our class checker. So she used to go around and check to see if we were in class. And so we were like, why is she always on us? Why is she always like? But now, I mean, you know, people grow. And now that I'm older, 23 now, I've gotten to grow up and see, like, she's just inevitable. Like,
all right, we'll continue this conversation here with Mykole Caton. You're listening to Off Court with Trey and Bryce McGowans.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. live only on Netflix.
No.
You're listening to Off Court with the McGowans, brought to you by Tavern 180 and Tanner's Bar and Grill in Lincoln.
And we're back here on Off Court. Sean Callahan, Robin Washett of Husker Online with Trey and Bryce McGowans, Michael Caton of the Women's Nebraska Basketball Team joining us here. You heard our title sponsor of the show is Tanner's Bar and Grill and Tavern 180 in Lincoln, located right off of 30th and Yankee Hill. But this segment of the program brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers on 56 and Pine Lake Road. They are going to dress train Bryce this year. Looking forward to getting these guys in some suits. Check out Gary Michaels Clothiers. They're also going to dress the Nebraska football team this year as well on 56 and Pine Lake Road. Well, as we bring it back here with Michael Caton, we were talking off air about football and, you know, living in Nebraska, I think you figured out probably pretty quickly that football is a big deal here. Have you kind of caught up and do you watch a lot of football? And what were your thoughts maybe on this team and what you saw week one?
Yeah, I definitely watch a lot of football. And my thoughts on this team were, you know, there's a lot of people on this team who are very tough. They showed that in the first game, and I think that it's you're going to show it in the next games to come. You know, the receivers, you have a lot of them who are pretty good and talented. I mean, Omar, for example, very, very talented. Samori, very talented. You have also, you know, the DBs and the two DBs that were, you know, league contenders, pretty good also. So I think, you know, this next game, they're going to really come out and prove themselves, and this is the next leap that they need to go into, you know, the next Big Ten play. So just very proud of them.
I will pick things back up here with Trey and Bryce with Michael. Who's taking it from here, guys?
I'll take it. Shannon, definitely the GOAT. I'm going to piggyback off the last segment. But, I mean, you went to Cal. So what were some things you kind of learned from going to Cal and, like, this time around in transfer portal?
Yeah, so some things that I've definitely learned from Cal this time around, you know, is to take your time and be patient. You know, for a lot of the high school kids out there, or the ones who are looking to hopefully come to college one day, you know, it's not just about what school is, you know, has the best record. I mean, it's more so about what school is going to best fit you. And I think that's one thing I always tell my friends and other athletes should know, you know, choose a school that's going to best fit you and has all the things that you want for yourself. So Cal's definitely taught me that.
Well, you know, y'all have had a summer session and, you know, past that, y'all have been working out and, you know, getting after it. So who are you most impressed with, I mean, in the freshman class and, you know, who returners or transfers?
Yeah, so in the freshman class, I'm definitely most impressed with Allison. I think her work ethic is just off the charts. I mean, she steps into practice every day. She's ready to compete. I mean, the first practice, it was a little bit, you know, rough for us all, and, you know, we're getting to know each other. But after that, it was like she piggybacked on it and was just ready to get after it. And I just love her grit, her hustle, her determination. And then coming back with the returners, I think I'm definitely very proud of Izzy because she's overcome so much. And I just can't wait to see where things go for her because the sky's the limit.
I mean, I guess maybe expand a little bit more about this team. What are the strengths going to be for Nebraska women's basketball this year? Kind of what's the identity you guys are trying to latch on to? And, you know, what should fans expect when you guys make your debut this season?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I'm always going to say is, you know, we're young, but we're ready. When it comes down to it, I feel like my team's going to be barking the loudest. I always go off the Will Smith quote, and he always says, he talks about the treadmill. He says, we can run on a treadmill. He says, you might be cuter than me. You might be faster than me. You might have me beat in all 10 categories. But one thing is I'm not stepping off that treadmill. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think that's going to be the basic goal for us. Like, we're never going to give up. Whenever these fans come and watch us play, like, we're going to put on a show every time. And we might be down some points. We might, you know, but you would never be able to tell. And another thing is just our team chemistry. You know, we're a lot closer than we've ever been. We trust each other. We love each other. And, you know, with those type of bonds, you can only see growth. And that's what you guys are going to see a lot of us this year.
How much is that mentality a reflection of Coach Williams?
I mean, yeah.
It seems like she recruits a specific type of player, and toughness, resiliency seem to be pretty high characteristics for all you guys.
Yeah, she's definitely one of the toughest coaches I know. You know, she's big on defense, and it's super funny to me because she used to be a defender herself. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one thing about defenders is like you naturally have that drive, and that drive that she has, she instills in every last one of us, not just, you know, the best player on the court or the worst player on the court, whatever it may be. You know, she is like having that passion and drive in every single one of us. And not only does it, you know, give us the confidence to do what we have to do on the court, but off the court too. So
just going back to last year, I mean, obviously you had your injury stuff that you had to fight through, but last year was last year with COVID and everything else. I know we've talked a lot with these guys about, or at least with Trey, about what that experience was like, having to play a season with the COVID testing and the schedule disruptions and all that stuff. For you guys, how difficult was last season on and off the floor with everything that was going on in the world?
Yeah, it was very difficult. I think not only with COVID, we had injuries, and it was just like very, very hard. There was one point in time we had like 6-7 people playing on the court.
Wow.
And that didn't affect us, you know. We were doing very, very good, and we kept continuing to grind and do whatever it was that we needed to do. So it was very hard with COVID, and going into the WNIT tournament, that was our first time ever having fans. So it was like, it was crazy when we couldn't hear the play calls and we're like, coach, we don't know what you're saying. Like, you know, but this year we just can't wait to have the arena packed.
We're talking here with Michael Caton, and you talked about COVID last year. I mean, how much did it really hurt the men's program? I mean, did you guys have a lot of positives, or was it more contact tracing? I mean, what were kind of some of the things you guys dealt with over your season?
Yeah, there was a point where a lot of us actually ended up getting COVID. So it was like, it was so funny because the men's team were like, we got to stay away from them. Like, we can't hang out with them.
So it just ran through all
it ran through every last one of our sports. And I mean, unfortunately, but actually fortunately, like we were the last to get it. So it just goes to show, like, we were kind of staying safe. We were doing what we had to do. It was like you could do everything right and still catch COVID. So
where I felt like football, they almost had their stuff happen in the summer before any testing protocol was established. So then during the season, it was like, man, those football guys are doing a really good job.
Yeah, exactly.
I think most had already gone through things before protocols. And that daily testing, that had to just be a grind. Did you guys do daily as well?
Yes, the daily testing. It was like waking up at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, even if you didn't have a class, that was just like, it became a process and it became part of a schedule that we had to do in order to play, which was like unfortunate, but at the same time, still fortunate to be alive, still fortunate to be here. So.
And now you guys don't have, none of you, you don't test, do you guys test at all anymore? I know some of the football guys talked about it, but that might've been the last group of unvaccinated players that were going through it. Is there a testing protocol if you're vaccinated?
No, we vaccinated this way.
Once you're vaccinated, you don't gotta get tested. Unless you have symptoms, then you have to go get tested for the Delta 8.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you kind of mentioned it a little bit about how anxious you are to play at PBA with fans in the stands. You know, we talked about this in the first segment, but the opening night event, you know, the big kick tip off deal, Midnight Madness type thing with G Herbo. I mean, how excited are you guys and the rest of the team to? I mean, it's not a game, but your first kind of reintroduction to the fans here at Nebraska.
Oh yeah, I'm beyond excited. I mean, like, I live for this moment right here. Like, this is all, you know, this is very important, not only to me, but my teammates, our coaching staff, to finally, you know, be in the gym and even, you know, have the guys team with us. It's just going to be a ball. It's going to be a blast. So
I got a question for the Midnight Madness. If say it was tonight, what song are you coming out to at this point?
Ooh, good question.
I'm coming out to, I think All of the Lights by Kanye West. I mean, I don't know. That song just gets me hyped. It just really, like, puts me in that zone and just that go-get-it mode. So
I believe that's one of the intro songs to
Off Court here.
Yeah, one of our segment intros here. No, so definitely. Good pick. You can't go wrong with that one.
Well, hey, Michael, it's been great. I know you got class to head over to, so we appreciate you stopping by, taking some time with Trey and Bryce. And hopefully maybe we'll talk to you again later over the course of the season. But best of luck as you get through this semester and get ready for the 2021-22 season.
Thank you so much for having me. And thanks for doing this for them.
Oh, we love it. Well, much more to come. You're listening to Off Court with Trey and Bryce McGowans.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to Off Court with the McGowans, brought to you by Tavern 180 and Tanner's Bar and Grill in Lincoln.
And welcome back here to Off Court. Sean Callahan, Robin Washett. Thanks again to Michael Caton for joining us. As you heard it, our title sponsor, Tanner's Bar and Grill and Tavern 180 in Lincoln. Thank you for their support of Off Court. But this segment of the program brought to you by Lazzari's Pizza on 48th and Old Cheney, New York style pizzeria. They are great. Big supporters of Husker Athletics. Seth and Greg and the guys over there have been awesome to Off Court and have been around for many, many years. And it's your top place to get New York style pizza in Lincoln. Check out Lazzari's Pizza on 48th and Old Cheney. Well, Robin, it's time for the mailbag with Trey and Bryce. And we were talking off air. There's a concert at PBA, and it led us to kind of start the discussion here. Best concert you guys have ever been to, and what we can all chime in on this.
Go ahead, Bryce, you start.
Well, over the summer, me and Trey, we attended a Lil Durk concert. So I want to say that was the best, but, and then you remember the one we went to in Atlanta when it was like 21 Savage, Yellow Breezy. I want to say that was the best concert just because I was young.
Yeah, it was definitely turned up for sure.
Yeah. So I would say that one.
What's the most random concert you've been to? Like when you went to it, you're like, why the hell did we go to this concert?
My favorite concert it still is today. I mean, we were super young, but I mean, y'all already know how HBCUs get for homecoming. So we would go down to South Carolina State every homecoming year. And then one year it was Trey Songz. And then it was just lit. You know Trey Songz.
So, for me, best hip-hop show I ever went to was, ironically, one of the first concerts at PBA when Jay-Z came to town and put on a show. So, for one, it was one of the first shows at PBA. So, brand-new arena in Lincoln. There was a lot of buzz around it. Two, Jay-Z puts on a show. I mean, that dude is a professional entertainer. Three, Timbaland was the DJ. So, like, in between sets, like, he was basically just spinning records. It was awesome. And then there was a power outage that went on mid-show to where, like, the entire lights went off and it just went, and it was dead for, like...
Oh, like a legit power outage.
Yeah, like, almost, like, 45 minutes, and no one left. And I think that what I had heard, according to... the arts and entertainment guy that writes for the Lincoln Journal Star, he said that Jay-Z was getting ready to leave. And then he one of his crew members looked out and said, hey, no one's left. Like, you still got a full house. And right. So like he came back out and looked and was like, all right. The power came back on and he put on just a ridiculous show. So that was awesome and memorable in a lot of ways. All-time favorite concert. I'm a big Radiohead fan. I don't assume you guys listen to any Radiohead whatsoever, but I went and saw them in Kansas City. Life-changing.
When was the Jay-Z concert?
First year
like
PBA.
2013.
Was that the first concert at PBA?
No, I don't think it was
Michael Bublé was. Michael Bublé was the first concert.
I think like Bon Jovi or something had come. Anyway, it was like one of like the first three or four concerts that had ever been played there.
It was expensive though. Tickets for Jay-Z it was like $200 or something to
worth
go.
It.
$200, but that's definitely worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
The most random hip-hop concert I went to in Lincoln. Remember when Snoop Dogg?
Oh yeah,
he did a concert at the old arena, the Pershing Center,
Pershing Auditorium,
and it was the largest crowd they've ever had. But like Snoop Dogg did like two songs.
He had like an Eric Crouch jersey on.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that vividly.
That was a random one, but favorite concert. I don't know if I have one that really jumps out. I mean, when I was in college, saw Dave Matthews in a big stadium. That was a good show.
I'll say that Garth show. I'm not a Garth Brooks fan, but just the fact that it was that like 100,000 some people off of COVID, you know, after not experiencing a crowd like that for over a year.
Not off of COVID, though. We're still in COVID.
Well, whatever. Shutdown. How about that? Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that in itself, just the experience factor. I mean, that was unforgettable. Yeah, yeah, I went. Just for the event.
Yeah, I went.
You see it on Twitter?
No, I saw it was packed.
It was full-blown Nebraska game. People were tailgating at like 11 a.m.
How many was it? How many people?
90.
90,000?
Yeah, they sold it out, and then they had the whole field packed with people, too. So it was probably 100,000.
Sheesh.
And they went through 128,000 cans of beer, and they were double beers.
Yeah, 24 ounce.
25 ounce. That extra ounce, you add that up 128,000 times. That's a lot more ounces.
Yes. Yeah, that was another thing. First time they sold beer at Memorial Stadium, like, yeah. So yeah.
So how big you think the crowd's going to be for the game Saturday?
Well, they'll announce it at 88.
Yeah, it's technically a sellout because somebody went and bought up all the last remaining tickets. I don't know. There's going to be some gaps in the stadium, I think. I mean, we kind of talked about this on our Husker Online show, but, you know, that Illinois game, I think, soured a lot of people's excitement. And then it's an 11 a.m. game against an FCS opponent. You know, it's going to be tough.
It's first game in a year.
But you're right.
First home game.
There's going to be a lot of people that think that way that have been going for 60 years.
11 a.m., though.
First game.
So you'll see two numbers, the tickets sold, which will be like 88.
Yeah.
But then they won't necessarily make this easy to get a hold of, but they'll have scanned ticket data. Mm-hmm. And so like for your basketball games, they typically show both. Like the tickets sold at PBA is like always like 15.8 or 15.9. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for a big game, you'll have like 15,500 scanned tickets or even more. I mean, No Sit Sunday.
Yeah, I think
it was legitimately sold every seat.
It'll never be listed higher than 15,997. Yeah, because of fire code. But
you said No Sit Sundays?
When they played, when they beat Wisconsin to go to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. We got to get you caught up on No Sit Sunday.
So remember when Wisconsin beat Kentucky when they were like loaded?
Yeah.
So that
they beat them that year?
Yeah. Nebraska beat Wisconsin
in the Final Four
in PBA, and it elevated them to go to the NCAA tournament, and it was almost 16,000.
Was that the selection show?
Yeah, the selection show was the next week.
It was before that. So that was the regular season finale. Yeah. Like number 9 Wisconsin came in, and if Nebraska won, they would have locked their ticket to the, like, it was no, they were on the fence. I mean, they were on the bubble. Yeah. They needed that win. And man, like the line, so we're looking out the post office right now. The line was past the post office to get in. I mean, from the front entrance of PBA all the way down, wrapped around. The coaches came out, were like giving out pizza to fans. Like, it was wild. And then they called it No Sit Sunday because people did not sit down the entire game. I mean, even like 80-year-old like fans were up there clapping, you know. And it was, for a lot of Nebraska fans, like the best home game experience they've ever had.
The old coach, Tim Miles, I mean, he would come up and like get the crowd. He'd be like throwing his hands up to the crowd to get everybody going. And people would just go nuts.
Yes. So hopefully we could repeat
Husker
that.
Husker fans, if you're listening to this, we got to get Coach Hoiberg to start doing it.
Absolutely.
You ever get like Coach, I mean, you ever seen him just get silly like that ever?
Not in that way, but like he definitely.
He's funny in his own way.
Yeah, for sure.
He's funny like in a dad way.
Yeah.
Like you get to a point where you have to be funny like in your way, and then like we have to be funny like in a dad way.
Yeah. No, definitely. No, Coach Hoiberg definitely gets up for sure.
Yeah, well, I remember
he just like super professional with it.
So
that's what I would say.
So when they went to Italy, this was before you got here. Yeah. It was his first season. They went to Italy and they're playing just some exhibition game against I don't know who, but they came out really sluggish, and he tells the story like he got so mad in the locker room that he smashed a clipboard, and the clipboard ended up breaking, and like a shard of it cut his hand, and like he had to like get it bandaged up because he was bleeding.
That was the last time he did.
Yeah, so he can show some fire. You guys have any experiences like that with? I mean, he's a pretty mild mannered dude, but have you ever seen him kind of flip the switch?
Well, he threw his
bit?
Mask last year in that game.
Oh yeah,
I remember.
And that was about the most upset I've seen him on the court.
Yeah,
just the way, because you guys had Illinois beat. I was sitting in Tanner's watching that game. That was just an emotional moment there at that time. But all right, well let's pick it back up here. We'll finish the show with more mailbag talk. You're listening to Off Court.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Betraying Bryce McGowan's.
You're listening to Off Court with the McGowans, brought to you by Tavern 180 and Tanner's Bar and Grill in Lincoln.
Final segment here of Off Court with Trey and Bryce McGowan, Sean Callahan, Robin Washed. As you heard it, our title sponsor is Tanner's and Tavern 180. Check out both spots side by side here in Lincoln. Also, Tanner's and Tavern 180 in Omaha. all over that area. Guys, this final segment, though, brought to you by Slim Chickens with two locations in Lincoln. Bill Hooks and his crew, great supporters of Nebraska basketball and the show. Two locations, 14th and Pine Lake, right across the street from Costco, and then 84th and Highway, or Old Cheney, right by Lincoln Christian High School there over the on the east side of town. So check out any one of those two Slim Chicken locations. They've got chicken tenders, wings, chicken and waffles, great desserts, great sides. Slim Chickens, a proud sponsor here of Off Court with Trey and Bryce McGowans.
All right, I'm going to keep it on the theme of the opening night event. I know you guys got some time yet before you need to make a final decision, but have you put any thought into what song you're going to use for your introduction song when they call you out for the fans?
I think I'm going to come out to Dreams and Nightmares.
By
Meek Mill.
By Meek Mill.
Yeah, just because it's a fan favorite, and they know, well, a lot of people know when that song comes on, it's up. So
absolutely,
that's probably what I might be
going solid
with.
Pick. Yeah. Trey,
I'm gonna do a song by Babyface Ray or Icewear Vezo. So one of them.
You don't have a song picked out. Those are the artists you're looking at, though.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Gallery Department, or what else? Let me look through the album a little second.
I might throw Uzi or Baby.
Nah, Uzi would definitely be tough. Yeah. Gallery Department, with his song, but Babyface's song with V's, Armor Go, A Million Cash Race.
So, okay. Good pick. 2 years ago, I compiled a playlist, a list of everybody's songs, and tweeted it out, and the fans were all over it. So that's going to be the preseason Nebraska basketball pregame playlist. So put some thought into that deal. I will say, two years ago, Trey, your former teammate, Akola Rope, he went a totally different direction.
He went country, I already know.
No, he went, it's not unusual to be loved by anyone, and did the Carlton dance.
No, Will's going to do it. It's going
to
be Will.
He definitely used to do that in the locker.
It's going to be Will. Will Ham.
So there you go. Yeah. What's Will going to pick?
That'll be something like Will.
All right. So, again, with the opening night theme, I know that I don't know what you guys are exactly doing as far as events goes. Maybe there's a three-point contest. Maybe there's a dunk contest. So let's say there is. I want each of you to pick three guys that would be the best contestants for the dunk contest, the three best for the three-point contest, and who wins both of those events.
I'm going with, for the three-point contest, I'm going K-Money, K-Say. CJ.
We got snipers. I can't even pinpoint.
You got to narrow it down.
So, K-Shea, CJ, Lat, or me.
You only get three.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You only get three.
All right, yeah, I'm going to go, because I'm going to do dunk contest probably. Okay. And I ain't going to. So, I'm going to say the legs. So, I'm going to go Lat, K-Shea, and CJ.
Who wins?
K-Shea.
CJ got that burner. Mm-hmm. Like, when CJ just set, that junk's cash, bro.
Nah, definitely.
What about Coach Hoiberg? How would he do in a three-point contest?
No. I don't think he can hang anymore, but he can definitely shoot it.
Like, if he's just shooting free throws, like, screwing
around. He can shoot a three, but with it's the names we named for the three-point contest.
Yeah.
It's between.
All right, so, Trey, you have the same three?
One of the two. What?
You have the same three?
Yeah, I had to say. Because I was going to do, because I actually forgot about CJ, honestly. Because Lat knocked down, and he's back now. So I was going to go Lat, Bryce, and Casey. But Bryce is doing the dunk contest, so I'll go with the same three, honestly.
Okay. And who's your winner?
I low-key want to go with Lat. Lat lock in.
So you got Lat, you got Casey, Bryce?
Lat locks in, bro.
Okay. I ain't
so Lat and Casey, yeah. Right?
But I don't want
to. What's Kobe going to be in? Is he going to be in a three-point or dunk contest?
He can shoot it, but he ain't make the cut with those names.
I'm saying, when you got to break it down to three, that's
I seen
tough.
Kobe hit some big threes in games, though.
Nah, definitely.
He's legit.
We got to get Kobe and Lat back up.
Yeah, I'm
here
going
again.
K-Money. I'm going K-Money.
Nah, all that's right. I'm excited because Kobe definitely made strides this year.
And in dunk contest. Like,
yeah, all right.
You know he's going to knock down shots.
Absolutely.
And in dunk contest, I'm going to go me, Trey, Keon.
Yeah.
Eduardo, is he a dunk guy, or is he more just kind of
like trick?
He
trick dunk.
He just big
dunk.
Yeah, those are our three. Yeah.
And who wins?
I got tricks.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bryce probably.
And what's your finisher? What's the one where you're doing the Vince Carter, it's over after the dunk contest?
Can't give it up now, can he?
I'm gonna jump over Ed.
One or two?
Two.
Now don't get hurt.
Two hands jumping over Eduardo.
Nah. Like this. Off 2 feet.
Oh,
yeah.
Off 2 feet. Yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully you guys do a dunk contest. But yes, please don't get hurt. There was a few years ago, they did one of these, and one of their best players, Siobhan Shields, they were doing a scrimmage. Mm-hmm. He was going up for a layup, and I think it was Walt Pitchford, came up behind him and just fouled the heck out of him. And he was like down on the ground for like several minutes. Yeah. And it was just one of those.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to catch it out of the back.
There was like a collective forehead slap. So please don't get hurt.
No, he told him to scrimmage. Doing that.
Yeah, so it was the same event, but they did a scrimmage type thing. So play it safe.
I think we should do like three dunks.
Yeah, three dunks.
Because I already got my three.
Have they done a dunk contest like this before, Robin?
So they've done something like it. Like,
there always hasn't been a lot of guys that could dunk at a high level. I mean, I'm just shooting it straight here, boys.
I'm pretty sure that one year with Pitchford, they did a dunk contest, or at least just had guys go up and dunk. I don't know if they scored it, but I mean, they had some guys that could do trick dunks. I remember.
I mean, there were some teams here though where there were not a lot of guys that could dunk very well.
You're unfortunately right.
I mean, I'm talking years back. I mean, heck, Dana Altman, when he got to Creighton, I think his first team only one or two guys could dunk. No joke.
Yep. Different story this year.
Yeah, Oregon's got a few guys that can dunk.
Absolutely.
All right, final question guys, in the mailbag. What video game are you playing, and do you like to play people online? I mean, is it kind of fun to take on someone you don't know that, I mean, your competitive nature just kind of kicks in when you're playing online against somebody?
I think I'm going to go Call of Duty. It's, you know, I play it almost all the time in my free time. You know, it's just fun playing, you know, with the guys, you know, especially being here in Nebraska, and, you know, they being in South Carolina or, you know, wherever they live. So,
are you headsets and stuff? Being able to talk to the person makes it much more fun.
Yes, sir. So just being able to connect with my friends back home and, you know, play against other people, you know, it's fun and it's always competitive.
I mean, since I've been playing on real player percentage, because you know 2K.
Yeah.
If the shot meet off, it's not going in. So the past like 2 weeks, but really since I went home, when I've been playing 2K, I've been playing on real player. So I've been playing out a lot, but I'm going to get on COD tonight for sure.
And I'm looking forward to playing.
What's your screen names? Can you say?
Trey_Mac5. PlayStation, I don't know my Activision.
Activision is Easy Money Sniper with like – a bunch of numbers behind it, but Easy Money Sniper. But I think my PSN is like Bryce.McGowan's possibly.
They've relaunched the college football game, right?
No, they did a Madden.
No, they did. With Madden 22.
Yeah, so it's like a legend team.
Yeah,
so
that don't count.
That don't count, but. Like but one
you
of my
can
friends
beat Nebraska or whatever.
Like Burkhead's in. I mean, like they've kind of made like an all-star.
Yeah,
I'm playing with Clemson, though. I'm not going to lie.
Stick home, man. Stick to home roots.
I got to play with Clemson. I don't like him, but I got to play with
probably. Who's the quarterback? Is it Watson or is it Lawrence?
It got to be Watson.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
Watson, dog.
I'm probably going to go with Ohio State. I like Barnett.
Ooh, Florida State.
Who's the Florida State?
I might play at Florida State or Bama. Bro.
But Joe Burrow, if you want to play be wide receiver, you better go play for LSU.
No, I'm just talking about the regular game, though.
Oh, regular game? I'm going to go play with Bama.
These are all-star. Well, these are the all-star teams.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going with LSU.
With Tyran.
You know how doggish they defense is?
Yeah.
All right. video game talk is over. Guys, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks again to Mike Cole for coming up and joining us as well. And thanks again to Tanners. They hooked us up in Tavern 180. Some great food here tonight. Make sure you download us, subscribe to us. We're on iTunes, Spotify, all the major carriers. It's the Off Court Podcast on the Husker Online channel.
Thanks for listening to Off Court with the McGowans, powered by Husker Online. Join us for another show next week, brought to you by Tavern 180 and Tanner's Bar and Grill in Lincoln.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne.
Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.